For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the founder and president of, are you ready for it, Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you all the time. And I'm enjoying your Andy Reid T-shirt there. I was actually at that game when it was 35 below zero this winter, and his mustache did look like that little penguin iceberg mustache.
This is one of my favorite shirts with Coach Reid and the icicle mustache. And I can't believe you were out there. And was it as cold as it looked? I watched it on television.
It was crazy. We were going to do some tailgating like we always do, but the wind was so bad you couldn't even put up your tent and your shelter and your propane tank. So we ended up tailgating inside the car. And but I've got the secret sauce for how to dress warm enough, and I've got a list and notes, so if it ever gets that cold again, I know exactly what I did last time. Yeah. It worked, and I can do it again.
There you go. All right. And on cold games like that, I just dress like I'm going snow skiing, and it typically works out pretty well. But anyway, yeah, that's a cold one. So, all right, so Bruce, it was kind of different to say Rally Wealth and Benefits, and I understand some big changes are happening in your world, and you've been working on the big announcement to make. So tell us all about it.
All right, thanks, Steve. So we've been working on upgrading our background, systems and trading platforms and these type things, and vetting out the entire industry and seeing if there was something better out there. And every so many years we go through that process just to double check that what was best before is still best. And if not, we're going to make a change.
Yep.
And so we've been working on this for about a year, and we wanted to change our name at the same time because, as you know, we're a collaborative team. And so, we not only do wealth planning at a high level and investments at a high passion level, but we also do behavioral finance, which most people leave that part of it out because you have the best investments in the world, the best plan in the world. But if you emotionally aren't, educated up there to be able to handle the garbage in the news, which we've had a lot of it lately, then it doesn't really matter. And then, as you know, we have a great team of affiliated partners as well, from tax planning to estate planning and lending and, property casualty insurance and Medicare and voluntary benefits and, of course, senior care.
And senior care, yeah.
Yeah, and most importantly.
Yeah.
So because of that, we rally everybody together and for our clients. And we act as a quarterback, and then, of course, we're out for the long haul because we're generations, myself and my oldest daughter, Christina, is a partner in our practice. She's been on the show many times as well.
Yep.
And then our full team, so we're here for the long haul.
All right, so let's update some information here. So if you have a question for Bruce Glenn, president and founder of Rally Wealth and Benefits, write this information down. We have some new phone numbers for you. In the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277. And outside of the Kansas City area, nationally, toll-free, 888-241-2361. And if you just want to go and check out the new website, it looks awesome. It's at rallywb.com. You spell it just like it sounds, rallywb.com. I'm going to have to get used to all this, Bruce.
Right.
So let's discuss some recent political events and the election cycle and how these things, and we've had some crazy stuff happening. I would love to visit with you a little bit about that. How do these things impact the financial world, the financial markets? I mean, there's just so much happening right now.
Yeah. So let's go back and dial back into that because, most people that or maybe casual consumers of the news, they may not may not hear the big story or the full story, and they hear things and it's shocking, and it's like, oh my gosh, the world's going to crash, and so on and so forth. So let's unpack what we have going on. You and I were talking before we got on air that we've had more go on in the last 3 or 4 months than any time in our lives.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, we've had terrible things happen. We've had presidents assassinated.
Sure.
But to have as many different things have happened. So, unpacking that a little bit. So we've had, a top candidate that was indicted, went to court, convicted, and now the Supreme Court's kind of unpacking some of that.
Yep.
That's been major, major news just all by itself.
Yep.
And then we have the debate. And, of course, the debate was a big debacle because, one party decided that their candidate just wasn't really strong enough, and they put a lot of pressure on him. And then, President Biden actually bowed out.
Yep.
And then there's the attempt assassination of former President Trump.
You know how lucky he got. I saw some photos the other day with, and not to get too graphic, but I think everyone has seen these things, but there's the crosshairs and him standing there, okay, looking forward, it's a perfect shot, looking just to the right to read some of the figures on the video board that they had, took his ear off, the top of his ear off. Yeah. I mean, so lucky. That's as close as you get, I think.
Unbelievable. Split second difference.
Yeah.
A split second difference, and it was bad anyway, but it would have been catastrophic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't care what side somebody's on politically. I mean, anytime you have a major candidate or a president, no matter, that just would be terrible, right?
Yeah, terrible.
So all that going on, and then we had, there's been a lot of bickering within the Democratic Party of, will Biden resign or not run again, right?
Right.
And there are actually some arguments right now about whether he should resign or not. They're saying, if he's not competent enough to run, is he competent enough to be the president? I don't know if that necessarily syncs up or not, but that's an argument that's out there a lot right now.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing a lot about that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the interesting thing about it. But and then you had all the banter about, are they going to support the vice president? Or are they going to find somebody else? Are they going to have an open convention? And I don't think we really fully know that yet. I mean, at this moment in time, it looks like they're kind of getting behind Vice President Harris. But, they still have a few weeks before they have their convention. So it could be a wide open, like 1968 in Chicago, ironically in Chicago before. Yeah.
Well, and I get the feeling this is not over with yet. I mean, I don't know, but I think there could be more to the story. I don't know. I guess we're going to see. It's the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah. And then just kind of put a little bow on that. We had the Secret Service, the head of the Secret Service, who was in a committee this week, and then the performance was so poor and they weren't being forthcoming to the committee, and it was bipartisan.
Yeah.
It was 100% of the committee was just mad as heck against the, the leader of the Secret Service, and then she ultimately resigned. I think it was on Tuesday this week.
Yeah, right.
But just unbelievable stuff going on. But we forgot about CrowdStrike.
Oh, yeah. Well,
here we wake up last Friday, a week ago Friday, and, airlines are, grounded all over the world, and major banking and financial institutions are just in trouble because of the CrowdStrike. And it was basically what they're doing is an upgrade, but the upgrade didn't go well and just crashed all these systems all over the world.
Wait, you mean a software company didn't fully test their release and it crashed?
I guess
I'm shocked.
I guess the AI wasn't quite ready to go yet.
Oh.
But all these things by themselves could have just collapsed the markets. The market is so resilient. And, actually the CrowdStrike on that Friday was probably the most volatile situation we've seen of everything I mentioned, And I think at the bottom line is that the market has filtered in that they think that Trump's going to be reelected or elected again, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
45/47. There's a lot of different people saying different things out there. But I think they've factored that in, and they feel like that's more apt to have the tax reductions from before not sunset in 2025.
Yeah, extend
those further from 2025. So that could help out dramatically from a market standpoint. So the market likes that idea. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes out. But
if the market thinks that Trump is going to win and it's pretty comfortable with that, now it kind of has to reconsider because it's a whole different race, really. I mean, it's the same policies versus old policies versus, you know, current policies, et cetera. But the bottom line is it's a different day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can see how well Vice President Harris can articulate, because that was, I think, part of the challenge with their policies was they weren't really putting the case across to the American public quite as strong as they needed to win. But I've seen polling data, and it's fairly fresh yet. You know, polling data, it looks like it may not be a big difference one way or the other. But, you know, like I said, it's a brand new race. So who's to say? And we don't really know.
And the most important takeaway here is the market is resilient. And, there's no more, hopefully no more, jumping off of a tall building because of crazy current events. The market is resilient. I think everybody's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got some stats I can share that will put everybody's mind at ease, I think.
Okay.
On the other side of the break.
Well, hold that thought. Here with Bruce Glenn. He is the founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. What an interesting conversation. Hang on, because we have a whole lot more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The financial markets act better when a Democrat is elected as president. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The financial markets act better when a Democrat is elected as president. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Well, actually, we went back about the last 80 years of presidential cycle years,
yep,
and added it up, the years the Republican won and the years that the Democrat won. And believe it or not, they both came out at 11.2% average year. So it's kind of a trick question. There's it's a tie.
Yeah.
But yes.
Isn't that interesting? Over 80 years, it's exactly the same.
Yep. That's crazy, isn't it?
God, that is crazy. So, all right. So do you have any statistics? You had mentioned it in the last segment. Any statistics on how the market reacts during some of these turbulent times? I mean, it sounds like the market is pretty resilient and there's not a lot of just radical up or down, even with some of the historic events that have happened over just the most recent maybe few months.
Right. So far as generally speaking, election years, typically what you see is a certain pattern that's kind of maybe average or even below average that goes from January 1st up to the election night. And then once the election is done, from that point to the end of the year, you see a big boost. You can look back to 2016 when President Trump was elected. You know, everybody's saying, oh, the sky's going to fall, the market's going to crash.
Oh, yeah.
And the futures, actually, that night, the futures did go down. But the next morning when the markets actually opened up, it shot up, and we had, 3.5, 4 years of the best market, bull market of all times.
Yeah.
And but leading up to the election, you're going to see a lot more volatility because you have these different surveys that come out. And the surveys, there's actually over 30 different surveys, and there's a handful of them that are, more used than others, depending on which media outlet wants to pay for them, this, that, and the other. And a lot of those surveys will actually oversample certain voting blocks. Maybe it's more registered Democrats or more registered Republicans or more likely voters or more younger voters or whatever the case is.
Yep.
And then depending on what kind of narrative they're wanting to put out, they'll put that story out. And that can sway the market a little bit when people don't understand the broader context of what's going on. So volatility leading up to the election night, and then historically speaking from the election night to the end of the year, is well above average. And the overall year, the election cycle year, running about 11.2% per year. And the market on average, when you look at about last 80 plus years, 90 years, is running about 9.5% overall, 10% range. Mm-hmm. Just talking about just the S&P 500 stock market.
Well, you, so that's really, really interesting. So you are a behavioral specialist when it comes to investing and financial matters. Are you having a lot of clients reach out with some concern about all of the crazy things that have been happening? And should I sell? Should I not? Should we hold? I mean, are you getting any panic out there or maybe concern, I would say?
So of our existing clients, very little.
Okay.
Because we've been with them so long and we give them so much, you know, content,
yeah,
and
okay,
updates and market analysis and webinars and everything there. But on folks that are, you know, contacting us that want to become a new client, we certainly go through and unpack all that, and they're wanting to know what's safest to do here, there, and yonder, and you know, what their goals and their time frames, and we have to unclog all that for them, and a lot of times it does mean that we have to kind of countersell against that guy that was on TV 50 years ago that says put all your money in gold.
Oh boy, yeah,
because you know they're always out there scared and they're scaremongering. Oh, you know, the times are terrible, but you know, the bottom line is right now the economy actually is solid.
Yeah,
people are spending money, people are working. Inflation's a pain in the rear end,
right?
And you know, that's one thing I'm going to say we're going to have to look out for as the year progresses forward is what are we going to, you know, what is the Federal Reserve going to do? And every time the Federal Reserve has their meetings, that's when we do our market update and push that out to everybody, have our commentary on, and then kind of look forward to the next meetings. And I do feel like they will, and I have not said this, and you know this for the last several years on the radio, I have not said this about this current situation as far as interest rates until today. I will say I think that they will lower rates in September meeting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, last year about this time, the markets were predicting they were going to lower. Well, I mean, it was a little bit later in the year. They predicted the markets going to lower, or the Fed was going to lower rates six times, and the markets pricing that in. And I said, no, hold your horses. I don't see them doing it. Inflation's not improving enough.
Yep.
And they're not going to want to have it, you know, fire back up.
Right.
You know, and so, and we were right. They have not raised rates yet, but I think September is going to be a reduction in rate hike.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to have to circle back to see if that prediction is true. But
right,
your prediction,
mark it on the radio right,
yeah,
now.
But your prediction last year was absolutely, totally accurate. So if you're listening to this and you're one thing, Bruce, that you mentioned is I asked if, you know, if you're getting some, you know, the sky is falling you know, phone calls of maybe panic or fear or concern. And you said not from our clients because they are well educated, and we provide them this wealth of information and webinars and all of this. So your clients are not, you know, saying the sky is falling, and with all the craziness going on, they're not panicking. So those are clients that are well taken care of. So if you're out there, you're listening to this, saying, "Wait a minute, my financial advisor hasn't kept me informed. I'm really in a panic. If maybe it's time to consider a change, I would reach out to Bruce Glenn. Again, he's the founder and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277. Outside of the KC area, nationwide, toll-free, 888-241-2361. You could also go online to their new website. It's awesome. RallyWB.com. RallyWB.com. And Bruce, now that we're into the second half of the year, are there any things that people, anything that people should be paying attention to make sure that they're on that, on the proper financial track?
Well, so I'm gonna put a little bit of a bow on the news here before we go down that path any further. Because I wanted to mention this earlier, being big Kansas City Chiefs fans here based in Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a little phenomenon here going on that started during the Chicago Bears Chiefs game last fall. And there was somebody that showed up in the suite there in Chiefs Stadium, Arrowhead Stadium. And her name was, you may have heard of her, name's Taylor Swift.
Swift, I think. Yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be a political watch,
okay,
to see what the Swifties are going to do.
Okay.
And so that's a watch out there right now. It's like, is Taylor Swift going to, you know, endorse somebody this time or not? And if she is she going to sway the vote? And ironically, there's a lot of measurements out there that say that she does have the ability to sway the vote. And you know, there's just that many followers that just believe and live and die by what she does, doesn't do, says, doesn't say. And so that's going to be really interesting to see.
That is crazy. You know, yeah, what, though? I mean, just think about what the Swifties did for Chiefs football.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they expanded the Chiefs kingdom and all of the fandom and all of that.
And even NFL.
Yeah. So Bruce, next time, let's get back to, next time we visit, it will be in August, and we'll be talking about, the second half of the year and some things that people should be paying attention to. But all the information that we talked about today, just absolutely fascinating. If you want to reach out to Bruce, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361. Online at rallywb.com. Bruce, thanks so much. That was a fascinating conversation.
Thanks, Steve. Enjoyed it.
All right. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears. And last week, I answered a really significant question. And that question is, what happens if you run out of money while living in an assisted living community? And we had talked about how the vast majority, not all, but the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay only, meaning they do not participate with Medicaid. And if you run out of money while living in assisted living, you'll have to move to a Medicaid certified community. Typically, that would be long-term care, also known as a nursing home. But now I want to ask another similar question. And that question is, what happens if you run out of money while living in a long-term care community? So is the answer the same? And it gets a little difficult here. It depends. Actually, we've had a lot of it depends here on the program over the past few weeks. So let me explain that. So let's say you're living in a long-term care community, again, also known as a nursing home. That's the highest level of care that is available. It's that medical model that can provide full and total care if you should need that. Let's say you're living there, you're receiving care, and just everything's going great. You're receiving good care, and you're settled in, and this is your new home, and everything's going well. And let's say you've lived there for over a year or a period of time, and now you're running out of money. What do you do? So there are a few questions here. And this is where there isn't just a black and white answer. It's not that clear. Not that clear cut at all. So one of the questions is, the place you're living Medicaid certified? Well, what do you mean, Steve? Don't they all take Medicaid? You run out of money and they just bill that Medicaid thing, right? No, not all nursing homes or long-term care communities are Medicaid certified, believe that or not. So I guess the warning there is, do not make the assumption that all long-term care communities are Medicaid certified. Don't make that assumption at all, because that could be a very inaccurate, incorrect assumption. So it is completely voluntary on behalf of the community, completely voluntary to become Medicaid certified, or they could also choose to not be Medicaid certified. So let's say they are Medicaid certified. Well, that's not the whole story. And that's not the end of the story. So that would raise more questions. There are many, many places that are private pay only. Did you know that? Meaning, if you should run out of money, you will have to move to another place that is Medicaid certified. Period. Hard stop. That's it. There is no discussion on this. You'll just have to move. There's no negotiations. It is what it is. You moved into a private pay only place. You made that assumption, and now you're going to have to deal with that. Okay, so if the place is Medicaid certified, then you're now, remember I said this is just going to raise some more questions. Here's one. You're going to have to find out if you are able or not able to meet their unwritten private pay requirements. Well, what are you talking about, Steve? Meaning, many places are Medicaid certified. You can look up their information. Oh, yeah, yeah, we work. We take Medicaid. We work with Medicaid. We are Medicaid certified. However, what you may not know is they may require the ability of you to pay privately, private pay, for 6 months. Maybe they have a private pay requirement of 12 months. Some of them could be 18 months. I know of multiple places that require the ability to pay privately for 24 months. Now, some people say, well, wait a minute. You mean you have to write that huge check up front? No, you just have to be able to prove that you can write a check every month for 24 months. Now, some places even have a formula based on actuarial tables that will calculate a specific number of months of private pay based on your age, your health condition, your medical diagnoses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, in other words, they want you to private pay for a specific percentage of your life expectancy, again, based on actuarial tables. How about that? For getting pretty fancy and pretty much in the weeds. So, but keep in mind that the average length of stay in long-term care is about 2.5 years. So if they want you to pay for 2 years, then what they're doing essentially is they are reducing their exposure to having to work with Medicaid and accept Medicaid reimbursement to about 6 months. That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying. Even though they're not saying that, that's what they're saying. So I recently toured some senior care communities with the client. And let me say, he was just totally caught off guard with the pricing. And he works in the financial services business. He's been around a long time. He has been around a lot of this stuff relative to his clients paying for senior care. But this was for his own family members. So now he's paying much closer attention. And he was just completely caught off guard with the pricing of assisted living and of long-term care. And he turns to me and he says, how can anyone afford these prices? Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I guess it's been a little while since I've looked at some of these prices. Have they gone up a lot recently? And I'm like, yeah, they have. He goes, well, how does anybody afford this stuff? And I'm like, well, that's a good question. So the answer is to, you know, how can anyone afford this stuff? The answer is, you know, unless you have a lot of money available. Some people do. Many people do not. But unless you have a lot of funds available, maybe you have invested in a long-term care insurance policy that would help pay for the cost of senior care at a long-term care community or assisted living, maybe home care benefits, maybe adult daycare benefits would help offset that cost. You could easily, and I mean easily, run out of money and need to qualify for Medicaid. I mean, easily anyone This could be anyone. I'll never forget, early on in my career with Senior Care Consulting, I had a lady call me, and she had an adult daughter who was disabled, needed a tremendous amount of care. The daughter's father left her with a significant amount of money in her trust to take. It was designed to take care of her for life. And I'll never forget what she said. She made a comment. She hired Senior Care Consulting to help her find a senior care community that was Medicaid certified, because the place that she was in was private pay only. And she said, "Steve, it's a sad day when you think that my daughter only has $1 million and I know she's going to run out of money." So because of this major increase in long-term care costs, it will be even more beneficial to consult with an elder law attorney about protecting your assets. I think just about everyone's going to need to do this and try to protect your assets, especially if you're a couple. Again, go to naela.org to find a qualified elder law attorney in your area. And coming up next, how do the 2022 Medicaid reimbursement rates compare to the 2024 rates? This has a major impact on retail pricing.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I think this is going to go a long way to answering my friend's question. How can anyone afford this stuff, and why are the prices seemingly just suddenly so high? So I thought about that. And I thought, you know, some of the price increases have taken me off guard, too. I mean, really just caught me off guard big time. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. What is going on here? So I did a little homework, and I found a very, very clear answer. And it's really a double-edged sword. So let's look at the Medicaid reimbursement rate for 2022, and I just looked in the state of Kansas, and this information is available for all the different states. You'll probably find similar situations, but particularly in Kansas, you know, forever and a day, if the facility had to work with Medicaid, many times the Medicaid reimbursement was so low that it would just barely cover their cost. And sometimes it was so low it did not cover their cost of providing care. By the time you added everything up, you know, personnel, taxes, expenses, keeping the lights on, insurance, all the things, the cost of food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many times the Medicaid rate didn't even cover their cost. So I just looked at a particular city in the state of Kansas. Now, I'm not going to name names and all that. I'm just going to give you some eye-popping numbers here. And I thought, okay, what did Medicaid pay these places in 2022? And then is that different in 2024? So here's a really typical example. In the Kansas City area, 2022, one place was getting paid by Medicaid $231.55 a day. So then I did a calculation on a 30-day month, and that means that Medicaid would pay this particular facility $6,946.50 per month. That's the daily times 30 days a month. All right, so that's what they were receiving from Medicaid. And you think, well, maybe, you know, that's not too bad. But then what happened is, here's the double-edged sword here, okay? The super positive part is Kansas started putting a lot of money into their Medicaid program. They call it CanCare, K-A-N Care. That's Medicaid in the state of Kansas. So the positive thing is they put a ton of money in Medicaid. They raised the rates in 2023, and then they raised them again in 2024. So now they're definitely paying more, way more than their cost, which is great. That's really positive. That's very good. That means that the place can accept more Medicaid-based residents, and they're not going to lose money. And so that's good for the people. It's good for the residents. It's good for the facility because now they're not, you know, losing money. They're able to operate on this. And that's the really, really good part. So that same place that had a $231.55 rate per day, 2 years later is receiving $356.30 a day. So they went from a little over $6,900 a month to $10,700 a month. That's a 54% increase in 2 years. That is an eye-popping improvement. One place, and I'll just use the monthly numbers here now, one place had a $6,644 a month reimbursement. Now it's $10,557, a 59% increase. And here's a 45, a 42, 54, 59, 41. Here's a 47. This place went from $265 a day to $390 a day reimbursement. So again, the super positive side of this is Medicaid is finally paying plenty of money to these nursing homes to accept Medicaid-based residents, residents who have outlived their assets and depend on Medicaid to pay the majority of the cost. That's very, very positive. Here's the negative side. If you're now receiving $390 and 27 cents a day from Medicaid, guess what you have to do to your retail rate? It has to be higher than that. So I think they went up to $400, $420 a day. Because your retail rate, what you would charge for a private pay resident, has to be higher than what Medicaid is going to reimburse. If it's lower, if your retail rate is lower than your Medicaid reimbursement, Medicaid's only going to pay you that lower retail rate. They're not going to voluntarily pay you more than that. So it has driven up the rates. Again, 50, 40, 45, 47, 54% in just 2 years. And what that means is that if you are in a private pay situation, really largely driven by increasing Medicaid reimbursement rates, you are now paying way, way, way more for long-term care today as compared to just 2 short years ago. And that is painful. That's the negative side of it. If you're paying privately, private pay, it's actually a giant penalty. Because maybe you would have paid $270, $280 a day. Now you're going to pay $410, $420 a day in that one particular place. Holy cow. It almost forces everyone to qualify for Medicaid to be able to afford this stuff. So I know I went through a lot of numbers. Numbers on the radio sometimes don't translate. If you have questions about that, you can reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to do some more homework on that and continue to report to you some of this crazy pricing and how that will affect you and most people. Like I said, it's a double-edged sword, that's for sure. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.